The concert at Radio City Music Hall drew thousands of Mandela supporters, as well as pop stars and actors, among them Morgan Freeman, Forest Whitaker, Stevie Wonder, and French lady Carla Bruni Sarkozy, a model and singer who performed publicly for the first time since marrying French President Nicolas Sarkozy last year.
I'm going to play you a little French song.
The concert helped launch the first ever Mandela Day, which includes a special exhibit running in New York through July. The exhibit chronicles Mr. Mandela's life and his fight against apartheid through six words: act, listen, lead, unite, learn, and speak. Mr. Mandela, who was unable to travel, did not attend any of the events, but he thanked well-wishers during the concert through a videotape message.
Our struggle for freedom and justice was a collective effort. Mandela Day is no different. It is our hope that people will dedicate their time and effort to improve the conditions within their own community.
The event is co-sponsored by Mr. Mandela's AIDS organization, 46664, the name derived from Mr. Mandela's prison number during his 27-year incarceration. The concert helped kick off the first ever Mandela Day worldwide. The day is dedicated to promoting service and volunteer work based on the premise that small, positive actions by each individual can lead to a large, lasting change. President Barack Obama, a strong advocate of social service, sent a message of support calling Mr. Mandela an extraordinary man.
The story of his life can be summed up in Nelson Mandela's own words: it always seems impossible until it's done.
The concert at Radio City Music Hall brought together American stars with some of Africa's biggest musicians, including Angelique Kidjo and Baba Maal. The Soweto Gospel Choir provided background vocals for just about everyone that took the stage. Collaborations were frequent and creative, like the duet by Alicia Keys and Angelique Kidjo in a song called Africa. Performers debuted new works, some with messages of global concern. Rapper Wyclef Jean sang about genocide in Rwanda. Mr. Mandela's call for volunteerism was expressed in the theme song My Own Two Hands. The song was written by musician Ben Harper and performed by South African singer Chris Chameleon and Senegalese pop star Baba Maal. Mandela spent 27 years in prison for his fight against South Africa's apartheid. Released from prison in 1990, he was elected South Africa's first black president in 1994. Victoria Cavalier, VOA News, New York.